Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And you know that you are absolutely putting it all together. And by the way, putting it together means you are also facilitating great guests like the one coming in right now, Anthony Munoz.
One of the greatest of all time.
One of the greatest. And I have preached this without you being here, but I have said one of the greatest of all time, greatest lineman of all time. And then Travis gets to say the still more stories from home version of the other side of it. But thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good being with you.
Well, not only one of the greatest Trojans, you know, you got to remember, I grew up in L.A.
Yep.
End up going across the country. But one of the things I grew up watching, great offensive linemen, like, well, I mean, they were older than me, but I got to watch Anthony Munoz.
Yep.
I got to watch Bruce Matthews. I got to watch all these great offensive linemen that came out of Southern Cal in the McKay days.
Yeah.
And you know, even early when John Robinson was there, I wanted to go to – when they fired John Robinson, I had to take USC off my list, and it broke my heart. You know, but one of the things is how I met Anthony Munoz originally. You know, I could just call him Mr. Munoz.
Yeah.
I read him originally was me and his son were All-Americans together coming out of high school. And I thought his son was the greatest offensive lineman I had ever – his footwork was phenomenal. His hands were phenomenal. He was so light on his feet. And I swear, I'm like, dude, when it came time for us to go to the league, I'm like, dude, this guy's going to be first-round pick. Yeah. I think injuries is the only thing setting back, but I think he was great.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because, of course, they were coming out at the same time. And Michael actually went to a camp at USC when John was there because John played for John.
Yep.
It was before his sophomore year in high school. And then so he loved it, so he came home, and then John got let go.
Yeah.
And Mike Berry, who was his line coach, went to Tennessee.
Yeah.
So then the next year I took Michael to a camp. He went to a couple camps, went to a Tennessee camp, fell in love with Mike Berry, and, of course, the rest is history.
And that's the trip we were on. That was the first trip we were on together was Mike, Casey, myself.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it was a great trip. And
I'm thinking, hey, Michael, what's with this Travis guy? Why isn't he coming here, man?
They didn't offer enough money.
I wasn't going to say that.
So what brings you here now? I mean, obviously it's a big week with the Super Bowl and everything like, but you've got some things that actually are making a difference as well, and I think that's something that people need to know about.
Well, this is our fifth Super Bowl. I actually got in here Sunday, which was yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
We just finished earlier today. We had 300 kids about 6 years ago. Michael and I, my son, we flew up to New York. After he played at Tennessee, went and got his MBA. He was a Procter & Gamble for about 6 years, then left.
Okay.
So we went up to the NFL and said, you know, well, you got this Play 60 program, which is great.
Right.
But at my foundation for 15 years, I've been doing character camps, taking young men, teaching them football, but teaching them character, team building. I said, we need to take your Play 60 and add character and team building. So 6 years ago, we started. We've been in 23 NFL cities. We've been in Mexico the last 3 years. So this is our, I think, fourth or fifth Super Bowl that we've been here doing the NFL Play 60 character camp. So we had 300 kids up in, was it upstairs, I guess, downstairs. You know, we recruit coaches from here. I bring a great coach. He's in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He's been an educator for 30 years, a coach for 30 years. Phenomenal. He does my camps in Cincinnati, and then he's been doing most of them around the country. And then, so we use the platform of football. We teach them some football, but then we give them the Play 60 message. We give them character. We give them team building. And so that's what I love doing.
And the NFL's been doing a great job, too, because you see the Steve Smith commercial, and it's not about teaching kids about, you know, running routes and celebrating. It's, you know, it's doing the right thing in school. And
you know what? They embraced Steve Smith's past in that commercial. Did you see when he's breaking up the fight?
Yes, like,
this is how you break up the
did.
Fight.
Yeah.
This is how you do it. And I thought that was the beauty of everything.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. The league supports it because, obviously, you know you can only do so much.
Right.
But when you have that marketing blanket that is the NFL, you can go across borders and do so much more. I think it's fantastic.
Well, and the great thing about it, like I said, we've been in 23 cities, all the teams. Even though we're running them, it's an NFL asset. The teams have been ultra, ultra just supportive. Their staff's out. they don't have to run them. We run them, but they assist us. And so, like I said, we've been in 23. We've been in Houston the last 5 years. The Texans have been great. The Raiders have been great. I mean, every team we work with has been phenomenal. San Diego, Tampa, just go right down the line. So it is. I mean, they understand that character is big. Mm-hmm. The game of football. You know, a lot of these kids we have, first-time exposure to football.
Yeah.
You know, because it is a Hispanic outreach, but it's become, multicultural. A lot of these kids have never gone to a football
you
camp.
You need to call me. You know, I'm a Panamanian. I don't speak any Spanish, but, you know, being a Panamanian, I am, you know.
We'll be back in Houston, and, you know, we'll get you out there.
Yeah, he needs to be out there, but he needs to do something else. He needs to work with you on his conditioning. Okay,
hey,
because
we'll do that.
This after playing thing that he's got going on, I noticed that, you know, I've heard all along that the big guys can either go one way. They can either go, like, put a basket under them and fly them over football games, or they become svelte athletic guys that cut 100 pounds of weight. We're working on it because we don't want a basket. The basket was ordered, but we don't want him flying, so we need your help.
No, I encourage guys because, you know, what we put our bodies through, and, you know, I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know, high school and college and pros. I mean, what we put our bodies through, we don't have to continue that after we retire. And, you know, it's one of those things where you can really curtail a lot of what we're going through. I mean, I can tell I played 13 years because, believe me, I've had, you know, probably 15 surgeries. But because I work out an hour and a half every morning, I feel pretty good. And it gives, well, when you're chasing eight grandbabies, you need some energy.
You got eight grandbabies. How many kids Mike got?
Michael has four with his fifth on the way.
Wow.
And so my daughter has four.
No.
We are my wife, Didi, and I are in paradise with these.
That's fantastic.
You know, and I feel that it's productive. I can go to my office and my foundation and the small companies. And, you know, I kid my son, Michael, and our staff, you know, because after a morning like this, you know, like, we're tired. We got to take a nap. I said, what do you mean, this old man? We're ready to go. Let's go to Top Golf and let's go do this. But, no, it's I really encourage, you know, guys. I've had a couple of my line mates from the Bengals who, I mean, one of them was up four bills.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got a young man in high school, and I think he's close to 300 now.
Yeah.
And he's continuing to work down.
That's great.
Because, you know, I don't like reading about the guys that just, you know.
We had another one die today. I think it was Farr or not, no.
Today?
Yeah, another guy. I'm going to tell you his name in a minute. But, you know, one thing about, because your daughter played. You see, a lot of people don't know. His daughter also played, was an NCAA athlete. She played at Tennessee and Oklahoma, right?
Well, 1 year
I remember
Tennessee,
seeing the story, yeah.
And then transferred and played three at Ohio State. I think we've given away that she's the best athlete in the family.
Oh, no question.
She was a two-time Division I player of the year in Ohio, two-time Miss Basketball, and pretty much could have gone anywhere. But she committed to Tennessee after her sophomore year. You know, after a year there, she felt it was time to move on, went and played for Jim Foster at Ohio State 3 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, one thing that Michael and I had to do, we had to keep her in the paint.
Yeah.
Because if she got out and shot, we were just like dead.
She wanted to shoot all day long.
We wanted to put body on her and, you know, send her in. I can't tell you how many times Michael sent her in crying. And she'd go right back out. And he says, you know, I made you who you are. I made you tough.
You know what? I remember that visit when we were in Tennessee. Yeah. And the first time I met her, I said, Mike. I said, man, your sister might be a better athlete than you. I can see her right now. She might dunk on you before the night is over with if you ain't careful.
That's outstanding. And did she try and think about the WNBA afterwards?
That really wasn't her future. You know, she was a post player in high school, all-time leading scorer. And the crazy thing, and you guys know basketball, she was right at six, a little under six, post player from the age of nine through high school, got to Tennessee.
Now she got
to
be a two-guard, three-guard.
She was a two-guard in Tennessee. But then when she went to Ohio State.
That was under Coach Summit, right?
Her natural position was four. But as a two-guard, you know the first thing she tells me? She goes, Dad, I can't get physical with those two guards like I can with the post player.
Yeah,
she was used to pounding.
That's a foul.
But she shot 58% from the field as a two-guard, so she could shoot.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
it was
fantastic.
Fun. It was fun.
Well, we definitely appreciate you spending some time. I know you're making the rounds and have a lot of places to go.
Tell Mike, come on, man.
He's overeating with a couple of our staff.
Tell Mike he's starting to stop feeding his face and he can come hang out.
That would be a picture to see with these two guys then and now.
Yeah, he'd be a great interview. He's amazing. You know, he's the one that introduced me at Hall of Fame. A day after his 17th birthday, and I didn't even have to talk. I mean, I shouldn't have talked after he gave his speech. He's phenomenal. But,
that's incredible.
Travis knows him, and he's a great young man. In fact, he just took a job with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so he's helping with their Center of Excellence.
With Mr. Baker. Yeah.
With Mr. Baker.
Yes.
Big Mr. Baker.
But a testament to what class is in this league and the fact that you can cross generations. Fantastic to have you. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Enjoy your week.
Good seeing you, man.
Definitely a great time.
We'll smoke a cigar before the week is over. When Mike comes over, I'll give him my number. Yeah, of course.
There you go. Anthony Munoz has been our guest, Hall of Famer. And now...
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone. smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.